Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gains throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And that blogger just might be one of our very favorite here, Jennings Wire blogger, also leadership consultant and career coach, Bud Belanich. He's the common sense guy. He's author of Success Tweets, 140 bits of common sense career success advice, all in 140 characters or less. Welcome, Bud.
Well, thank you, Stacey. I'm very happy to be here with you.
We're happy to have you, that's for sure. Listen, we love your column on Jennings Wire. Our readers love it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the idea behind Success Tweets and why you came up with a book like this?
Well, you know, Stacey, we live in this world that's increasingly ADD. It seems that people's attention spans are shorter and shorter. And then we also have things like social media, like Twitter. And so I decided to combine the two to sort of capitalize on the short attention span. And then also to try to dispense some of my career advice in pithy statements that hopefully people can use. So that's why I came up with the idea of writing 140 tweets about life and career success.
What is your number one favorite little nugget of advice in the book?
Oh boy, I like most of them, but that's a good question. Let me say here. I think that Success Tweet 37 is a really good one. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it. Don't dwell on the negative. Use it as a springboard to action and creativity. I'm a big believer in the importance of taking personal responsibility for your life and career success. And we all know that stuff happens as we go through our life. And what we have to do is not focus on what happens so much as focus on what we can learn from it and use it to help us move forward in our lives and careers.
But how do you feel, or how can people just choose to do that and be and respond versus react to a negative event that happens?
Well, I think what you have to do is train yourself to get into that mindset, because when something bad happens, it's really easy to kind of say, oh, woe is me, isn't the world terrible, and why do all these terrible things happen to me? And I think what you need to do, what you need to realize is, you know, tough stuff happens to everybody. We don't get the job that we want. Somebody else gets promoted. We struggle to be able to find some money if we're starting a business. But every single setback that comes up, if you start to look at it and say, hey, I can really learn something from this, and instead of saying, well, why didn't I, it's too bad that I didn't get that job, say to yourself, well, why didn't I get that job? What can I learn from that, and how can I use that to help me the next time I'm looking for a job or the next time I'm faced with a job interview? I think that it's something that you have to have a little bit of some internal will to do. But once you start, and once you sort of break that cycle of feeling sorry for yourself and starting to choose to learn from your problems and mistakes, you find that it becomes part of you, and you get this positive momentum going where problems, issues, setbacks, mistakes don't bother you as much as they once did.
Do you think that, and I know you talk a lot about clarity in the book, Success Tweets, do you think that clarity plays a critical role to that and to your success? And then how do you find that clarity so you can think clearly and respond to these things that might happen?
Well, you know, again, Success Tweet 7 says, you know, figure out what you really want to do. Work that you love is going to make it easier to create the life and career success you deserve. And so that's what I mean by clarity. You have to figure out what it is that really works for you. And I think that that's something that some people fall into naturally, came pretty easy for me. I figured it out at a young age that I wanted to be somebody who helps people and organizations succeed. Some people have a hard time figuring it out. The best advice I ever saw on it was sit down and start making a list of things that you really like or things that you think that you might be interested in, you know, writing them down on a piece of paper. And when you get to the one that makes you cry, you know that you're starting to get some clarity about what's important to you and what your life purpose should be.
Okay, so grab a pen, a paper, and some Kleenex. We'll be ready to go, and we'll figure it out. We'll have it all. We'll have clarity over our life purpose. If it were that easy, right, bud? If it were that easy.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I really like that one because I think that it should be something that kind of hits you right in the gut. So when I read that once, the idea that it makes you cry, it's that, yeah, if it is something that really brings tears to your eyes that you say to yourself, geez, if I could only do that and be successful with that, I'd be really happy. And that's why it's important to spend some time trying to get clear on what you really want to do in your life and career.
And then, you know, once you have that goal and you are clear about what you feel your purpose is and what's going to drive you to continue on, to persevere no matter what happens to you, and we're kind of tying in all of these things that we're talking about today, I think there's one thing that might derail you, and maybe you can speak to how you can overcome fear, because I think fear is very powerful, is a very powerful emotion for people, and being scared either of failing or scared of succeeding. What piece of advice do you want to leave our listeners with about fear?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about that, because, you know, first I talk about clarity, then I talk about commitment, which is making sure that you do what you need to do to be successful. And then the third piece I talk about is being confident. And I always tell people that fear is an extreme confidence killer, and it's also something that can really kill your chances of being successful. And so what I always tell people is that you have to, first of all, figure out what it is that you're afraid of. I mean, what scares you about a situation? Is it failing? Is it maybe succeeding? Is it being alienated from other people? Is it being ridiculed? But once you get a handle on what scares you, then you can sort of, and then admit to it. You have to admit to yourself that, yes, I really am frightened by this. And then once you say, okay, this is what scares me, I really admit to the fact that it does scare me, then what you can do is you can look it in the eye and you can take some action to try to overcome your fear. And, you know, I know that you're talking to me from Pittsburgh, and one of the famous football players and coaches, Mike Ditka, is from a little town near Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I once read a quote by Mike that said, success is very seldom permanent and failure is very seldom fatal. So in other words, what he's saying is that even if your fears come true, chances are you're going to be able to recover and be able to do better as you go forward with your life and career. So the main thing that I have to say to you listeners here about fear is look it in the eye and do something. And even if your worst expectation comes true, it's probably not going to be all that bad. You're going to recover from it. You can learn from it, and you can move forward from it.
Well, Bud, you've given us a lot of great nuggets of information, and everyone can find 140 common sense pieces of advice in Bud's book, Success Tweets, which you can learn more about along with Bud Blanich and his other books and services at Bud's website, which is blanich.com, and we'll spell that. That's B-U-D-B-I-L-A-N, as in Nancy, I-C-H. BudBlanich.com. So thank you, Bud, for being here.
Yeah, let me say one more thing if I could,
sure.
Stacy. Make it easy for people. They can also just go to successtweets.com and they can download a free copy of the book.
Oh, well, very nice. Thanks so much, Bud.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the National Publicity Firm. Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Bud, that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.